City.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly, they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making the accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
On Friday, during a House hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was asked if he's discussed the Mueller probe with President Trump. His answer, every time?
I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation. And I have not talked about the special counsel's investigation with senior White House officials.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we'd face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
What I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown. I take that from them in good faith and their positivity in good faith. They just need to get it across the finish line.
Federal health officials say there's no sign the flu season has peaked yet. The CDC reports a rise in flu cases in recent weeks with widespread activity in 47 states, including Puerto Rico. Doctors caution that folks over the age of 65 are especially being hit hard by this year's flu virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories, a House hearing for Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker erupted in fireworks Friday as the Republican Congressman Doug Collins called the entire hearing a worthless dog and pony show.
This is not a confirmation hearing. This is a Department of Justice oversight hearing. Supposedly, I'm sorry. Back to theatrics again. The curtain opened up and we found out what was really going on. No, we want to damage the president. We want to talk about your private conversations. We want to talk about what you did and why the president, a most amazing quote I just heard a moment ago. We want to know why the president may have put you there for what he got. That's offensive. When we look forward into this hearing today, it's time on this one, if this is the way we're going to go, then we'll have plenty of stunts. We're going to have plenty of theatrics. Bring your popcorn. I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back because that's what this is becoming. It's becoming a show. I give my kids advice and they look at me like, Dad, I love you. But then they give me that sort of dog look. I don't believe you. You know the sad part about this is we predicted it all yesterday. We knew what was coming. The sad part about it is the chairman chose to play hide and seek. He chose to cave it. They still not have open and transparency. Glad we did. Glad we got it now. But this is no way to run the railroad, and it's definitely no way to run one of the most prestigious committees in this House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. No credit, no problem with our no credit needed financing options. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. No. Buddy.
We're looking for the best of Southern Utah.
Best of Southern Utah.
The best restaurants, the best doctors, the best places to shop.
Best of Southern Utah.
It's time to nominate your favorites.
Best of Southern Utah.
Hurry, there's only a few more days to nominate.
Best of Southern Utah.
Nominate now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Best of Southern Utah.
Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
There is no justice and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities. That means that there is no fixing our economy without addressing the racial wealth gap. That means that we are not going to transition to renewable energies without also transitioning frontline communities and coal communities into economic opportunity as well. That is what this is about. It is comprehensive, it is thoughtful, it is compassionate, and it is extremely economically strategic as well. Today is also the day that we choose to assert ourselves as a global leader in transitioning to 100% renewable energy and charting that path.
We meet a lot of people with a lot of opinions. Here with her opinions is the girl you wish hadn't started a conversation with at a party.
It's an outrage. It's a tragedy. It's like, what are we even doing? And like, why? And like, don't. There are homeless people out there who can't even pay their mortgages. Is that what George Washington had in mind when he started America? It's like, read something sad, learn a book.
Oh, how funny. Oh, my gosh. I know. That's what she sounds like to me. The chick on Saturday Night Live. She even looks like her that does that skit. Oh, I wonder if she knew. I wonder if she knew at the time when she did that skit she would be Alexandra. Do you know, 6 months ago, no one even knew that girl's name. And look at all the press she's been given. Right? There's always a reason people are propped up in the media. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Friday. Thanks for sticking with me this week. I had some reruns this week. Those shows, by the way, are now up on podcast, so you can get those. And listen away. A lot of great interviews. Gianna Jessen, who survived a late-term abortion. All kinds of really wonderful interviews this last week. And I've had this bug, and I wasn't able to get rid of it. You might have had it too. It lasts for a week or two, and man, it's crazy. Alex had it as well. I was talking to him on the break about it. So there's just no getting rid of it, no matter what you do. So I'm working through that. You might hear me cough a little. I'm sorry. And there's just so much to attack today. I had to come in because there's just too much to talk about. There's just so much going on that we need to address and get down to the nonsense and call it out. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450. You can tell me what you're thinking about the latest headlines. And of course, today, what is everybody talking about? Virginia. And, you know, I find their governor despicable for wanting and calling out for late term abortions or even after the baby's born. You know, who wouldn't find that evil and despicable? I don't think there's any redeeming quality about that governor. It is interesting to see the attacks. I mean, I'm not liking that. I think it's kind of it's kind of nice to see. It's kind of nice to see some of it go on, just because you never conservatives, we always think it's always the media is always siding with these crazies. The fact that Northam came out about late term abortion and was applauding it and wanting it, and now he's got this. Now he has to defend himself against blackface. It is kind of funny. You got to admit, it's kind of interesting to watch. And what's going to happen? I know Milty the other day was saying, you know, if they get through the first three in the line of succession, that the Republican at the end of that line of three would again take over Virginia, which would be, I don't know, apropos, be kind of funny. So we have that going on. I also wanted to mention, because I was out sick, Doc Thompson, a conservative radio host, we were both on The Blaze. We both had shows on The Blaze. And I know Glenn Beck was talking about him quite a bit. He was hit by a train. I know, in the strangest accident. He had earphones in, or earbuds in, and could not hear the train as he was jogging. And was killed. He's only 49 years old and leaves behind a couple of kids. And I think one is an infant son. So I know that many of us at The Blaze were talking about it amongst each other. And I had a show there for 3 years. Anyway, and I'm also I am also on an app with him called Love and Liberty, and it's just so sad because he's a good voice. He's a libertarian voice that's really needed out there, and so my condolences to his family. Also, Elizabeth Warren, the calling out of Elizabeth Warren, it's just getting funnier and funnier. Elizabeth Warren not fit for office. Well, we all knew that. We've all known that for a long time. Should be disqualified from 2020 because she's not fit to run an office. I agree. I'm with you. Who wouldn't disagree that I know of? We have acting AG Whitaker. You know, your time is up. You know, everybody's probably by now heard the sound bit. If you listen to talk radio, here's the sound bit for you. I loved his sarcasm. I thought it was so funny.
Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so.
Ooh. I love it.
I'm here voluntarily. We have agreed to 5 minute rounds.
He kept getting asked the same question, and you know, has he been briefing Trump on the investigations against him? And I mean, he kept answering, and then finally he just went, you know, your time's up. You know, almost stop going down this road. This is getting ridiculous. But that's what they do, though. Those hearings are always such a dog and pony show, such a joke, anyway. And so there's that going on. And as far as Warren goes, she's so ridiculous. I hate to even give her 2 seconds of airtime anyway, just because I think we've all known how ridiculous this is. Elizabeth Warren, it's coming back to bite her, her lies about, and I, you know, her lies about using that to her advantage, the Native American thing. But it should disqualify her, and I'm glad people are saying that about her. It'll be interesting to see who ends up on the top of their heap, won't it, for the 2020. And I certainly hope, almost hope it's Biden, because he's such a joke that it would be really easy to, I don't know, make fun of him for the entire year next year. But we shall see, right? Or this year. But, we shall see what happens. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren, I there are no words. There just are no words. Everything these people are about, it's to the point of ridiculousness. And I heard a conservative pundit today saying, you almost can't believe this is reality anymore. And I know, I feel the same way you do. It is. And you would think, well, it's gotten to the point that, my gosh, I mean, it's like doing the show. It's like, it would be like taking The Onion and then doing a show every day. This is what it feels like on a daily basis, is you can't believe you're even having to, you know, say the things we say on the radio. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. I had a question about a non-line.
A what?
A non-line.
A non-line.
As opposed to a headline.
I love that. That's awesome. That is awesome. You mean all the headlines we're supposed to be hearing about and don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the status of the espionage investigation into Senator Feinstein's office?
Yes.
Where's that at? The FBI does stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we haven't been hearing about that. That's kind of crickets, just total crickets.
That one of her people was like SCICOM agent in the office for 20 years?
Is he
still there, or is she, he or she?
She's been awfully quiet since the whole thing with the Supreme Court. Has she not? She's been awfully quiet. Haven't heard a peep out of her.
She usually has a pretty big mouth, but ever since that, you know,
her little buddy
came up in her office, she doesn't have a big mouth anymore.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You're right. All right. Well, thank you. Let's get some attention on that. It's funny because all this stuff kind of goes under the thing. It's kind of like Backpage. Remember Backpage, the big website for child trafficking? And all of a sudden, you know, Kamala Harris, when she was AG of California, all of a sudden just swept that under the rug after a Backpage owner made a $10,000 donation to Nancy Pelosi's PAC. And then it just went away. Yeah. And these are the people that the microphone is shoved in their face all the time, that are in our headlines all the time. Some of the most diabolical, really, it's astounding. You don't hear much about Backpage, do you? Actually, though, I just want to mention on that, there might be some arrests coming at this in the summertime on Backpage, which would be really nice. Some arrests. In fact, the owner of that kept giving money to Hillary. Imagine that. Yeah, Hillary. Anyway, so there's that. But that's actually, the CEO of Backpage that got taken down, it turned into, you know, obviously giving the state information, right? The government information on the owners. And so we'll have to see what happens on that. But there might finally be some arrests worth noting. They say Hillary might be involved in that too, but I always doubt that. She always seems like Teflon to me. I also do want to talk about this new Green Deal when we come back too, and not in the typical way. I want to talk about where it really came from, because it didn't come from Alexandria. It came from another group called the UN. Environmental program with two M's. This was written back in 2008. She's just the Alexandria useful hyphen idiot that gets to tout it as her own. But there's always a reason and tactic for that too. I want to talk about the tactics they use, because they are very interesting. I know Nancy likes to spout her tactics of the smear campaign and all that, but there are so many tactics that they use. I mean, this whole movement and party is built on the lies, the bait and switch. Well, just to kind of give you one, I mean, on all of them, Schumer and Feinstein, when they were elected, what did they promise? A wall? And now they're, you know, they retract those statements. Yeah, it's always the bait and switch with that party. It always is. And then the party of ours, the Republican Party, is usually the party that says a great speech, but then just won't do anything about it. But the other one is bait and switch, full on lying. I mean, you can't. There's no other way to put it. They have to get people in office. Americans wouldn't vote for them if they didn't do the bait and switch. Although they did vote for Alexandria and she was all for socialism, so we might be turning a corner on the youth of America voting in these imbeciles. But I want to come back and talk about where that came from when I come back, the truth behind that, and her, quite frankly. Stay with me, Kate Daly Show.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana. marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At bringmecbd.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At bringmecbd.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to bringmecbd.com and get yours today.
If you're looking for a new floor, you have questions. You need an expert with hands-on experience who has answers. Home Flooring Connection is Southern Utah's premier flooring company. Together, Brent and his family have over 40 years' experience. No one's made a bigger statement in home flooring than Home Flooring Connection, and they offer the options for you to make a statement in your home, including window coverings. Visit their gallery located at 765 North Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's or online at homefloorinconnection.com. More and more businesses are planning events where they need quick but flavorful lunches to help keep their presentations moving. Whether you're hosting a luncheon, workshop, or meeting, box lunches are the answer. At Catering Concepts, our gourmet box lunches are perfect for feeding large and small groups in your office with the convenience of individual lunches, customized with a tasty main dish, dessert, and water bottle. All meals come in an easy-to-use container ready to go. Call 435-574-0059. That's 574-0059.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
We're looking for the best of Southern Utah.
Best of Southern Utah.
The best restaurants, the best doctors, the best places to shop.
Best of Southern Utah.
It's time to nominate your favorites.
Best of Southern Utah.
Hurry, there's only a few more days to nominate.
Best of Southern Utah.
Nominate now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Best of Southern Utah.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, you are probably looking for the gift to give. You know, the perfect gift. The one that will let your Valentine know how much you appreciate them in your life. Let's be honest, that's not always easy. But you know what's easy and perfect? A pie from Short Creek Bakery. As Jane Austen used to say, good apple pies are a considerable part of our domestic happiness. We like to agree with that. Apple pies and happiness go well together. And since things seem to come in pairs this time of year, Short Creek Bakery is now offering a second pie for 50% off. Yes, 50% off. Gift happiness. Buy a pie or two from Short Creek Bakery. Pre-order now from Short Creek Bakery, open Wednesday through Friday, 1 to 6, and Saturday from 11 to 5 on 799 East Tabernacle in St. George. Short Creek Bakery, preserving goodness.
R2, what should I do with this extra X-Wing fighter?
Master Luke, R2 suggests you consider donating it to the National Federation of the Blind.
Yes, but C-3PO, how am I going to do that?
R2 says by calling 866-282-7327, or you can log online to nfb.org.
R2 is right. Or, if you know a blind person, you can reach out to NFB at nfb.org.
But Obi-Wan, what if I can't fly this thing there?
Pick it up for you, they will. A tax deduction you will receive.
Can I send them a hologram instead?
I don't believe they have the technology you are looking for.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The
of all the fees, the government.
First thing I thought of when I think of Alexandria is this song, because the way he does this is hilarious. On YouTube, Tim Hawkins, by the way, the government can. It's so funny. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I know, I've got this voice, sorry. I welcome your calls, 888-673-1450. What's behind that takedown in Virginia? You know, I've thought a lot about this because I don't like Northam. I don't like, his lieutenant governor, Justin, in Virginia, has been, you know, accused of what, the second accuser now came out. So they've got a huge slew of problems. And now they're saying, OK, who's third in line? Who's fourth in line? And Uncle Milty and I were talking about this. And Milty was laughing because it's a Republican that would crop up as the one that gets it. I think it's Kirk Cox, who would be the speaker. Right. He gets the position if they were to take down their governorship. Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, what's behind this, because they don't usually let they wouldn't usually let the media do this, right? Okay. I know I'm getting a little drink. So I'm sorry about that. Jeez Louise, and now I got a tickle. Oh, that's great. Okay, I'll take a caller. I apologize. Okay. I will take a caller, actually, if you want to call in. Okay. So Justin Fairfax just got a second accuser, and it looks like it could be the third. So third person, fourth person in line, everybody's swearing they don't have blackface. All right, I'll take a caller. Thanks for saving me. Here we go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Turn that dial down. There you go.
So what I really want to know is, what are we going to do about all of these farting cows?
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Really, like, now we're going to euthanize cows. So yeah. It wasn't bad enough to euthanize babies, but now AOC wants to kill all the cows because they fart.
It's a great it's a great way to get rid of beef.
Did a sixth grader write this? Like, that's what it sounds like. A sixth grader wrote this.
I know. Oh, trust me, I know. So,
and we're just going to allow, we're just going to print more money, because that's the modern new economic model.
Mm-hmm.
She really went to college. She really graduated. Can we really shut down Boston University? Holy crap.
Yeah, but yeah.
She is outrageous.
They should be, honestly, they should be fired for negligence in teaching this.
Yeah.
School. I do.
For allowing this to be in public.
I do agree.
To be on display, to be at a national level.
Oh,
and shame on whoever voted for her. Like, holy cow, what were you thinking?
Holy cow is right. I'm with
you. Holy farting cows.
Holy
people.
Farting cows. I'm with you. In fact, let's go over that. Thank you for the call. Let's go over that. By the way, I just wanted to mention on the Virginia thing, the reason I was going there was because, do you remember when Al Franken was taken down for, putting his hands on the breasts of somebody in the military on a plane? Okay, so they always sacrifice a few of their own to make it look like they're truly not bought and sold media. And I do think that in this case, that might be one of the things that's going on here. Not everything, but one of the things is they'll usually sacrifice a couple of their own along the way. And maybe this is, you know, going after the whole blackface thing. Where they would normally crucify conservatives for this, they're going after a couple of their own on that. And I just call it the Al Franken effect. It's like, let one go, you know, so that they can make it look like they're honest. So let me mention this. I just want to mention a little bit about this. Okay. All right. Alexandra, first of all, you have to understand that New Deal, that New Green Deal, was written in 2008 by the United Nations Environment Program. And it was also pawned off to another group to give to her. So she's not actually the author, although I will say they probably dumbed it down even further just to make it look like she wrote it, because otherwise people wouldn't have believed it. So they don't want people understanding that these things come from think tanks and they were designed to come out. They don't want people to go there on these kinds of issues. They want people to think she wrote it. Because lo and behold, you're hardly ever going to find somebody that writes their own stuff anymore, especially in the legislature. She's not that bright, and so this isn't going to be something she's even going to come up with anyway. Not that the document's bright at all. Anyway, so a little bit about her. Just step back and look at the big picture for a second. She's a newbie. She's only over one district in New York. Why is she getting all the headlines? In fact, let me tell you this. In Fox News today, for the conservative rag, right, for our conservative news, what's one of their headlines? It's really nice to her. In fact, it says Ocasio-Cortez cheers as Amazon reportedly considers New York headquarters, reconsiders New York headquarters. And it has a really favorable headline for her. That's Fox News. Why are they giving her favorable headlines on the cover of Fox News? Why? And then you go to CBS. CBS, this is what they said about her new deal. CBS was actually touting it as something credible. In fact, they were saying it looks to create a more environmentally sound country with economic benefits for everyone, even those who don't want to work. They weren't calling it out. They were siding with her. Okay. So you're a freshman. Think about how many freshmen Congress people there are, and think about how many of them are getting a microphone shoved in their face every 5 seconds and photographers around them all the time and quoted on every single thing they say. It doesn't happen. That's my point. It never happens. And so it leads one to believe that, hey, maybe we should look a little deeper at her career. So let me say this about her. Well, she's lied several times about her resume. That's why she's had to change it. She's had to have like a little fixer get in there and fix up her resume. This is a girl that said she was working class Puerto Rican in the Bronx. That's not true. She actually lived in a suburb where the median income is 140 grand a year. Okay. There's not a lot of information on her parents. There's not a lot of information on her father, what he did for a living. I mean, really nothing there. It reminds me a lot of Obama. Obama kind of came onto the scene and just happened to hook up with the right people and just happened to all of a sudden get popular and nobody knew why. Where did he come from? And so this is a girl that went to Boston College, and she said that she started a book publisher. The book publisher was about taking books about the Bronx and making them into children's books or books that people could read about supporting the Bronx. Actually, from what I've read, Michael Bloomberg actually had an idea like this quite a while ago. Anyway, also wanted to mention that it really wasn't like a business. She actually calls it a project. She's actually on tape calling it a project, not a business. But they made her seem like she was an entrepreneur that basically became a socialist because she thought being an entrepreneur didn't work. Well, her business failed. In fact, it didn't even make anything. It was never even a thing. And so her once try at being an entrepreneur didn't exactly pan out. So her 20s were going to college, having a project that didn't pan out, and then being a waitress. If she did such remarkable things at Boston College, why was she just waitressing? Not saying it's bad. I was a waitress once upon a time too, but it wasn't my, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that as a waitress, you have no money. Nobody knows who you are from Adam. And all of a sudden you're putting yourself up against a guy who's an incumbent, who's the fourth, they say, most important Democrat, who, by the way, has $13 million to spend on his campaign to keep his seat. And you're an incumbent and you're a girl who's a waitress who thinks you're going to go up against that? Yeah, that doesn't happen ever. And they never win. So how did she win? Well, thanks to Soros, there was a lot of people behind her, actually. So when you go back and ask her, as I did, not asked her personally, but went back to her interviews, she says that a couple of groups asked her to run. They just sought her out, I guess, while she was waitressing and handing over the you know, the appetizers, the mozzarella cheese that they asked her to run for office. Just picked her out of the waitressing crowd, I suppose, as they were headhunting at the local diner. Anyway, The two groups are Brand New Congress and Justice Democrats, both of which, well, Justice Democrats and Move On, also another organization, Soros, both Soros. Brand New Congress is Bernie's group. That's Bernie's group, Bernie Sanders' group, to find more people to run for office that are total socialists, called Brand New Congress. So she says that Brand New Congress asked her to run after working on the Bernie Sanders campaign, where she was one of thousands of people that worked on that campaign, and most likely for free, because that's what they do as an intern. To his credit, Mr. Socialist got a bunch of people to work for free. Anyway, so I guess she was such a standout, just such a standout as a one-time working on a campaign girl, that they just ran to her and asked her to run against a guy that had $13 million and was an incumbent and most likely would have taken his seat back. Okay. So here she is, and she's also pushed out there by the Young Turks. And the Young Turks, this is from the Daily Caller, the Young Turks are a member of the Media Consortium, which is a network of the far left media publication, which includes Mother Jones, Democracy Now!, funded by Soros. She's also a dues payer for the Democratic Socialist. That's now a thing, by the way. It's just, not just communist anymore. They've repainted it as the Democrat Socialists. Okie dokie. And so she said it was all due to her grassroots media campaign of taking in a brown bag of her clothing into the restaurant. And as soon as she was done waitressing, she would put on her skirt, I guess, and go around and try to get people to vote for her. And this is what got her into office over the guy with $13 million who was the fourth most important person in the Democrat Party. Huh. Yeah, I believe it. Don't you? Anyway, so the Young Turks put her out there. She also had an ad agency that came to the rescue, because working as a waitress, in which, by the way, she was accused of stealing tips. Just all of a sudden, an ad agency wanted to throw together a huge campaign for her and do up all these posters for her. And so they did all these posters for her, and they said it was the poster that won and her grassroots media campaign. These groups, Brand New Congress, which is really behind her, Justice Democrats and Move On, all got behind her with the Young Turks and made a campaign for her. She's not bright enough to go up against an incumbent. Anyway, so she gets into office. She is such a puppet of their established movement. I can't even tell you. And you know what? She's outlandish enough. She's out there enough. She's young. They've painted her as what, the youngest woman to serve in office. They've given her enough of those kinds of headlines that people are willing to pay attention to her in our youth. Okay. The adults think she's an idiot. Anyone that's been around any block at all, even a short one, would tell you this girl's a total moron. But the youth are willing to listen to her. I'll be right back. I have more on this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Don't miss out on the Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Kenyon.
Ladies, this Valentine's, there's a chance he will find a quiet moment, wait until he has your full attention, look you in the eyes, and hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that says Mack & Sons. But as you gently pull the ribbon and discover the treasure that awaits, you realize whatever sits inside is really just a reflection of how much he adores you. Men that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or just any jewelry. The man that placed that box in front of you knows you are more precious than any diamond and worth more than gold. Men that come to Mack & Sons are passionate about finding quiet moments to remind you of their love. They could grab roses, chocolates, or chase deals at the mall, but when they see the beautiful bronze box with Mack & Sons on it, you'll know they aren't like everyone else. And neither is your love. Because of where he went when he wanted Valentine's to be perfect. Mack & Sons Master Jewelers, on the Boulevard at Bluff.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. Wally, wally with the hours. In their ivory towers. Till they're covered up with flowers. In the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la-da-da-da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now.
Hi there, welcome back. Ooh, let's talk tactics too. Talking about Alexandria, useful hyphen idiot. She, the reason I say that is because I think she likes her role. And when I say role, I mean big theater production of look at our newest liberal. This is basically what's going on. Brand new Congress was started in 2017 by Bernie. Bernie wanted more and more socialists on board to get into the 2018 election. So what he did was he's got these two groups, and of course, Justice Democrats. I mean, they give themselves the funniest name. Anyway, they're all communists, and they want more communists in office. And so here crops up this young girl who can hardly put a thought together, describes unemployment as people having two jobs. I mean, she's just bizarre. And she's out there saying that she's got this new deal, like FDR, and this new Green Deal. So here's the issue. The issue is that she is out there touting this, but she actually didn't come up with this. And I'll tell you why I say that in just a moment. But this is a girl who, if you're just joining us, this is a girl who came from a suburb outside of the Bronx, who went 40 minutes to go to school, right? And lived in an area with about 7,000 people. They make $140,000 a year on average. So this was a girl that was brought up in upper middle class, and then portrayed herself as working class, which she had to go back and fix her resume when she was elected so she didn't look stupid as the truth started coming out on her. But she also went to Boston College, and all of those instructors seriously need to be fired for negligence in teaching her economic gobbledygook. She also was a waitress and then found herself, winning a race in New York, which never happens, by the way, against an incumbent, $13 million spent on his side of the on his career to retain that seat. And all of a sudden, she just had such a great grassroots campaign that she got in amongst working as a waitress. I don't buy it. I would think you wouldn't buy it either. She was propped up, engineered, manufactured to be the star of their new Broadway musical, Look at Our Latest Liberal. So here she is, and here's the new deal. So, in fact, I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, take care of your voice. This is Craig from Chicago, where it's nice and cold. It's 14 degrees.
Oh, wonderful. I'm not envious at all. Yuck. 14 degrees. How are you doing it?
We're doing okay. I wanted to tell you, you were talking about Elizabeth Warren before. And the funny thing is that there's a aldermanic race at our ward, and one of the candidates came around and knocked on our door, and he said he was supported by Obama, so we said goodbye. The next one came, and he said, and he has this big write-up from Elizabeth Warren, how great this guy is. And I said, get out of here.
It's a
funny world. Anyway, you bring happiness and humor to my life. Thank you for
Craig.
All you do. Just get well, kiddo.
Thank you, Craig from Chicago. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. What a great guy. Thank you so much. So let me just tell you a little bit about this deal that she's portraying as her own. This came from brought to us also by a think tank group called Data for Progress, which actually doesn't even have a wiki page. It was actually written by New Deal Group and United Nations Environment Program, with two M's, by the way, back in 2008. So Data for Progress is a group that's famous for starting the WTHH. It's kind of like What Would Jesus Do? But in this case, for these people, it's What the Hell Happened Project when Hill didn't get the presidency. They were that crazy about it. And so it's a WTHH project. I'm completely serious. So they also are responsible for Blue Wave, this Data for Progress think tank group. Okay. So they're also the ones behind this new deal that Alexandra is saying to everybody is her own. And then, of course, Ed Markey's in on it, which Ed Markey, I mean, she went to the guy who is probably one of the more senile guys in Congress and said, oh, hey, you want to jump on board? Globalists are right behind us. And he said, whatever the globalists want, sure. I'm behind everything. Gun control, environmentalism, globalism, sure. I don't even have to read it. I'm just on board. So the two of them are touting this thing as theirs, but actually it was written by these groups. So let me tell you, this is coming from the Intelligencer regarding this new Green Deal. This is what it says. Our Democratic political leaders earnestly want to bring about a radical policy response to climate change. then the problem is that such leaders haven't found a way to turn passive public support for such an agenda into a mobilized political movement. Which is understandable, they say. How to pull off that task is genuinely a difficult question. They go on to say this. But there's reason to think that the Green New Deal might be part of the answer. In its report in 2008, Data for Progress frames that policy as a means of not only achieving climate sustainability, but also of providing living wage jobs to underpaid workers, forcing private sector employers to raise wages and improve benefits, and redressing racial injustice. What did she say today? Oh, yeah. Racial wealth gap. Mm-hmm. Anyway, racial injustice by reducing disparities in access to clean air, clean drinking water, and green recreational space. We better let Beyonce know that her babies have not been able to play in green recreational space. So, they also go on to say, climate might not yet be highly salient to the average Democratic voter. This was in 2008. But jobs and racial justice are. See, these are the tactics. We know how to get them. And so they said polling suggests that Democratic politicians could rally voters around ambitious intersectional climate policies if they can find the personal will. Well, they found the personal will. It's called Alexandria Useful-Idiot. She was right there, willing, ready, and able to say, here I am, use me. So let me just tell you what Ben Shapiro had to say about her little document. This was so funny. I have to share this with you. And I know you probably heard this because I think people have just been dying laughing over this. Her document, I guess we'll just call it a document to be nice. It's idiotic. It's moronic. It's even Speaker of the House Pelosi found herself unable to pretend to take it seriously. But you know what, though? Kamala and Warren are on board. So, hey, she's got some support. And also, Ben Shapiro said, this not coincidentally is precisely what I say when I find out that my 2-year-old son has used his magic markers on his bedroom wall. When Nancy Pelosi said, it's enthusiastic and I appreciate its enthusiasm. Alrighty. And it said, when Nancy Pelosi has to pat you on the head and tell you that your picture of a doggy, which for the record looks like a blob with 3 legs and a spaghetti sauce stain, it's just, honey, you're in trouble. So she added that the Green New Deal will be one of several or maybe many suggestions that we receive. The Green Dream or whatever they call it, nobody knows, but it is, but they're for it, right? Ouch. So, going on, he says, basically, how bad is it? Putting aside the fact that as written, it would receive a C+ in any high school English class, it essentially articulates a magical world in which skies rain chocolate and the world is powered by unicorn farts. And AOC dances through the gumdrop meadows to Lispontania. The proposal calls for the United States to be free of carbon emissions within 10 years without the use of nuclear power. It calls for every building in the United States to be replaced and retrofitted in green fashion. It calls for universal health care, free college education, the replacement of airplanes with high-speed trains, charging stations everywhere. This is sort of the exactness the proposal contains, just, you know, everywhere. And replacement of every combustion engine vehicle, government-provided jobs, family and medical leave, vacations, retirement security, and the abolition of farting cows. It also, California's going to love this. They actually passed legislation on that. It also calls for total economic security for anyone unable or unwilling to work. If you don't want to work, no biggie. No biggie. Alexandria says, you're cool. No problem. No worky? No problem. We'll work for you. So anyway, the AOC, that's Alexandria, plans to chain up billionaires and work against them, against their will, and simply engage in an anti-billionaire whatever. I don't even know what it would be called at this point. Somebody's going to have to pay for this. She doesn't know how. And according to Alexandria, nobody will have to pay for this. Like a timeshare you bought in the Big Island of Hawaii in 1997. This thing will pay for itself. It's a great idea. Said no one ever. Said lots of people and then lost their shirts. So at the end of the day, it's an investment in our economy, she says, that will grow our wealth as a nation. So this is the freshest face they could come up with was Alexandra. And like I said, this is their new musical, Our Newest Liberal. She is the one, this is their tactic. You get Alexandra out there and everybody knows what she's saying is kind of ridiculous because she's already regarded as the world's biggest idiot. And so you put her out there with this document, you let it resonate and sit and stew within the American people for a while. Then you take your big brand name like Warren, because that's all you have to offer, is somebody like Warren who lies about her heritage. And then you take her and you clean it up, or Kamala, who's gunning for the 2020. And they clean it up and then they say, well, actually, it is a good idea if we just make some adjustments. And then they adjust it and then they put it out there as a deal that sounds pretty darn good. And this is just one of the things I've seen them do in the past. They'll use somebody like Alexandria. They'll get it out there, let it sit. It's not going anywhere. So this thing isn't going to go anywhere. Since 2008, over a decade, they've been wanting to get this thing out there. And I mean, really out there. But when Trump became president, it got a little harder because he was calling the whole thing a hoax, which it is. And he's right. And he should be congratulated for calling it that and calling it out. And I give him a lot of credit for that. And so she comes out with this as her own, which is a total joke. It wasn't written by her. It was just dumbed down to look like it was written by her. Let's be honest. And we have this girl parading around the country as in what her own estimation is. I'm the new FDR. So, yeah, FDR, that wonderful socialist who really got us in the ropes with socialism early on. And we have been entrenched ever since. Like, you know, with all the things that he brought in. So, Alexandria is engineered. She is manufactured. It's by no coincidence that she got in and that Soros was behind the engineering of her. Very similar to an Obama. No past. Nobody seems to know them from college. Nobody seems to remember them. But suddenly, somehow, they become connected to the right people in the right place at the right time. And then I have the spotlight thrust upon them. You did not hear her name 6 months ago at all. Not to be found. And so the fact that most headlines right now have her name in it should tell us everything we need to know. They were even shoving the microphone in Nancy's face when she wasn't even speaker. There's a few people they can count on to get that message out, the globalist message, and they will do its bidding. What they have on Nancy, they have to have something pretty big on Nancy to be able to go against her own Catholic faith on abortion and support it, to be able to, you know, have a lot of those things. You know, her stances are extremely liberal progressive, obviously. These are the people they keep in the headlines at all times. So we're constantly reminded that these people exist. But I'll tell you, even her past doesn't add up, Alexandra's past. So anytime you try to do any background, I know a while ago, Milty was trying to do some background on her. He's like, I can't find anything. I'm like, I know. She's kind of like an Obama figure, to tell you the truth. She sort of shows up. Voila, there she is. When CBS is touting your document that everybody else is making fun of so hardcore in the media, I don't even think CNN's really talking it up. I don't know that a lot of people are talking it up. CBS always will, because CBS has always been bought and sold. But, you know, back to the 50s. But yeah, there's a lot there. She is just, I love the commentary. The commentary is worth everything. So check that out this weekend. It's pretty funny. Yeah, I'll be back on Monday. Hopefully the voice of, you know, I don't know, maybe it should stay like this. Who knows? Be faithful, be fearless. I'll seek to feel better. And if any of you are going through this, my heart goes out to you because it's been a hard illness. I'll tell you that for a week now. Illinois gun sales based on social media posts. Oh my gosh, we have lots to talk about when I come back on Monday. Everybody have a good one.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
car
for Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle group.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
We're looking for the best of Southern Utah.
Best of Southern Utah.
The best restaurants, the best doctors, the best places to shop.
Best of Southern Utah.
It's time to nominate your favorites.
Best of Southern Utah.
Hurry, there's only a few more days to nominate.
Best of Southern Utah.
Nominate now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Best of Southern Utah.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.